Hi there.
I'm so sorry about that. My mind is not here, but it is here. How you doing?
I'm all good, and yourself?
Very good, thank you. You stepped into studio rather tired, sweaty. What are you doing? Are you running from the IT department?
It's running around, yeah. It's been busy. It's been a busy few weeks.
I feel like you are just trying to do stuff to get some free time. You did mention about some getaway. What's happening?
Yeah, I'll be getting away. I'll be visiting Tankwa National Park next week for the Africa Burn. And then after taking a trip with the family to Sedgefield.
I know your secrets. Listen, let's talk IT. What's happening at the department this week?
Okay, so the coolest thing in the last month really that's happened is WhatsApp's taken over the world, right? So we all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as Android users go, they actually launched 3 weeks ago, they launched the WhatsApp calling.
Yeah.
If you're an iOS, that's an iPhone user, you might have seen on the App Store that it has been launched yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
And although even when you install it, it takes a few hours for you to be able to call.
Yeah.
But WhatsApp calling is all about doing voice over IP. Mm-hmm. So it's like a Skype, except it's on your phone. And you can actually call one another, like you chat to one another now. You can call one another, and it uses data and not your voice or your normal billing tariffs. It uses your data.
A friend called me actually last week, Friday, and I was potting it up. And I was like, what is this? Why is WhatsApp calling me?
It's cooler.
And
hey?
Then I decided to use it myself because I was like, okay, if he can use it, why can't I? And then I was like, but I don't have airtime, I only have data.
Yeah, I'll
sort it out.
The big thing about using data is much cheaper than using voice.
It is.
A comparison pulled in South Africa is that your average per minute billing here is about 60 cents, right?
Wow.
60 odd cents per minute.
So it's the same as sending a message.
But your data,
yeah,
the call will cost you only 6 cents per minute. So that's a tenth of the price. So you understand there's a big difference.
All my friends, just I will be calling you.
Yeah, so make some calls, man. Right,
so, what else is going down?
So, yeah, just to... Please be very careful. Social media is this wonderful thing, but it's really not. It's very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. So, in short,
yeah,
I'm here today.
Subscribe to anything.
I'm not here today to preach on how to use social media. I'm here today to tell you what I can do with a photo that you load of yourself on Facebook, for instance.
Oh, really?
I can get your location.
Mm-hmm.
I can get your IP.
Yes.
I can use that to get your address, and I can beat your place in 15 minutes.
You are lying to
me. I'm not lying to you.
Did someone do that to you and then you figured out how to do it yourself?
No. Luckily, this, by the wonder of the web, this has been shared between the right circles, the hacker circles and whatnot.
Okay.
It's actually not that difficult. You don't really have to hack it. You can actually do it yourself. But you can download
these. Don't say anything.
Yeah, it's very easy to do. Please, check your privacy settings on Facebook.
Yeah.
Make sure your geotagging is off. Do not do smart tagging if you don't have to.
Yeah.
In fact, use yourself in for mobile pictures.
The timeline review thing. Like if you get tagged into pictures.
Yeah, make sure you're not really that tagged that often if you don't have to be.
Yeah.
Because those photos, you don't know how that person has taken that photo. They might have geolocation on all the jazz. Make sure you don't post a photo of where you are standing in your house and someone can see where you are living.
Yeah.
That
sounds a bit too freaky. I feel like that's how pedophiles get.
You know what happened?
People.
You know what happened was someone used a guy in the States as a photo of, he's actually a war vet,
yeah,
a young guy, 32 years old. They went to open up an account on matchbook.com, got him a date. Then when the woman rocked up for the date, they took the woman to a car, they killed her, and they went to the house and stole the whole house. And
I wish you can see my facial expression.
The police
now
arrested him because they thought it was him.
What?
Yeah, because they follow social media just like the rest of us. So please be careful.
Big tips are not to just put anything out there.
Yeah, be careful what you put on. Don't put pictures on of your little cousin. Keep the kids out of it, man. Keep your kids out of it. Keep them off the social media.
But what about happy parents? I'm so scared now, Dian.
Let them jump around and hoy each other with paint. That's not a problem, but as little as possible. And take your geolocation off. Take your IP restriction off. Make sure your privacy settings is counted. Please.
Okay. I will be doing that. I hope that you also will be doing that. What else is there?
Okay, so we've got a lot of question about on the Twitter account and via email about the SCN, the Stellenbosch Community Network. That's like almost
free Wi-Fi, but not really.
Yeah, it's a lot like the Cape Town WUG, the wireless user group, where people actually use their own antennas to talk to each other.
Mm.
And the SCN gives you that advantage. It's got an antenna on top of one of the hills, yeah?
Yeah.
You can connect to that, and that allows you to connect to either the municipal services or the university services, which is quite cool.
Is it?
You're not going to be able to use your cell phone. Sorry, you're going to have something that's more powerful.
When you actually use your phone and you connect to Wi-Fi, it comes up. But
it does come up, but you need a more powerful antenna than your cell phone. Okay, so a lot of people are doing, they're renting out flats, and they're saying you've got free Wi-Fi. It's not... It's free, but it's not a perk. You must remember this was way back when the ECN Stellenbosch Community Network was a joint venture between the municipality and the University of Stellenbosch.
Yeah.
Through years, it's degraded where it's not really kept up anymore. It's best effort. So it is kept, but it's best effort. You must remember, it's a free of charge service. Mm. No one pays for it. It's all.
So no one's going to look after it then?
We do try, but when we have time, we can look after it. Okay. And we have to spend our own money to get it fixed service. And all that jazz. Okay. And this allows you to, there are a few that still working. You'll see SN 20 and 19. Mm. They're still working. As well as 21 and 22, that's working for the majority of people who connect to it.
Okay.
But this is best effort. Okay, so it's not a... So if someone sells you or rents you a flat and say you've got free Wi-Fi, say, man, you're talking a lot of nonsense. Okay?
SCN we'll is just go into the flat and see if you yeah. can pick it
so
up.
So it's mostly students that you can use. You can use your INET key, get on the internet and stuff yeah. like that. You can do through SCN, okay? It's to access your university and municipal services.
Okay. Last quick thing.
It's just a quick thing. The new thing in South Africa is forget about ADSL. If you want internet at home, go fiber. All right.
I feel like you are that groupie. I want everyone
I'm so
to
that
just
geek.
See
I'm so
Dion's
geek.
Face. Why should we now
okay, so the difference here. The difference here, you've got a 4 meg per second on average in South Africa per household, 4 okay. megabits per second. Fiber starts at 50 megabits per second. All right, so it's much faster. It's slightly more pricey because it's a new product.
Yeah.
But you can get away these days for 1,000 rand a month. You get 100 megabits per second. That puts you smack bam in the middle of what average home users get in Europe and some parts of America. But I say like some parts because the other parts just get much faster.
I feel like if you are getting better service, then pay more money. And then if it's worth it, then...
It's much better service. It's much faster. You'll be a happy person.
Like Tian.
I will be a happy Tian in the nearby future.
That's Tian from the IT department talking all things bits and bites right here on Lunch at Lazy. It goes down every Wednesday. So if you have any questions for Tian or the IT department, just send them through on the Twitter account, right?
Twitter,
at Stellen Uni.
Or Tian_IT.
Live.